Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got whatever indicator shows another staged fear-mongering terror event in Piccadilly Circus in London, England. Jolly old England. We'll be going over the latest developments there for you today. We're also going to have open phones on this Friday edition. But last night and this morning, getting ready for the show, I, no exaggeration, have over 100 articles here in front of me. And it's cross-species, chimera, half-human, other creatures. They're saying need to have rights. And then it's just back of the paper that this stuff's already been created. And wall-to-wall attacks on free speech in England, the U.S., calls for banning citizens filming police coast-to-coast. Just absolute corruption everywhere, financial situation spiraling out of control. I mean, it's just off the charts. It's off the charts. It's like I'm a radio operator in a foxhole being overrun by 10 million enemy soldiers. I don't even know what to report. Just that we're under continual, sustained bombardment by the parasite ruling class that has just turned loose massive flotillas of bureaucrats to eat our substance, running around crazed-eyed, enjoying themselves. In fact, let me just do this. This is the best way to just describe what I'm facing here, what we're facing. Explosive packed car defused in London. Terror threat as London bombing foiled. British MI5 had hand in previous car bombings. Was London scare heralded on the web? London on terror alert after massive bomb attack on bar. What a deceptive headline. There was no bomb attack. There was no bomb went off. It was a smoke bomb. Thank God the British are just doing what they did after 7-7. Remember a few weeks after 7-7? On 7-21, they threw some smoke bombs around the street and said it was an Al-Qaeda attack. So at least they've stopped actually killing people for now. BIS warns of Great Depression dangers from credit spree. And that's the most respected financial body in the world. Bank set to call in a swath of loans in U.S. For those that don't know out there, because you never read the 500-plus page contract you sign on your mortgage, they can call those in anytime. Okay. I know, mortgages don't exist either. I understand. There's no illegal aliens either, and there's a New Hampshire governor signs law banning real ID. I guess that's some good news. This is New York. Now, I've already had the literal goon police. You've seen it in martial law walk up. You can be anywhere in a park, anywhere interviewing somebody, and they just say, turn your camera off. You're not allowed to. Let me see your press passes and scream at you. And you go, well, it's the First Amendment. And they huff and puff and a lot of times do arrest reporters, even AP reporters, even American Spectator reporters. We've had them all on, Village Voice reporters. You can have it. They don't care. It's all part of living in a third world cesspit, a pathetic tyranny, land of the cowards, home of the slaves. I mean, I just don't want to hear what we're free anymore, or hear you shoot your mouth off or festoon your vehicles with plastic, desecrated American flags. We're not going to get this country back until we admit it. Well, here it is. You read the New York Times article, city may seek permit and insurance for many kinds of public photography. You actually read the city proposal, and what it does is just bans any cameras anytime, anywhere, unless you go get $1 million in insurance. And basically, they've put over 1 million cameras up in the city to watch the people. And we've already got police and security guards walking up going, I'm going to say you got a bomb if you don't turn the camera off, all right? The city's mafia run, pal. And you're going to turn the camera off so we can have our wazes with you. Our journey towards enslavement is just beginning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Music. The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In Soviet Russia, you couldn't protest or demonstrate. Putin has brought that back now in the last 5 years. Any group trying to demonstrate, unless it's a pro-government group, liberal, conservative, police unions, doesn't matter, the federal police come out and literally crack their heads open. Point-blank range, swinging huge batons, crack heads open. And it's on the news every few months, and people will still try to demonstrate. Now, they call it free speech zones. They just say you're not allowed to protest in this zone. Nowhere in Red Square, anywhere. In communist China, if they see you with a video camera and it looks like you're just a mindless tourist, they leave you alone. But it looks like you're any type of journalist or video type of the police, they walk over. And China doesn't say, we don't have free speech, we're a police state. They say, you do not have your permit. And then they arrest you and then beat the daylights out of you on the way to jail. You know, tyranny doesn't come out and say it's tyranny. They always have little excuses and rules. And all over this nation, you can have 500 demonstrators in some of the more famous cases in North Carolina or Tennessee or New York who are for Bush. And then one person saying no blood for oil, Secret Service orders them arrested, they get 2 years in prison. Just you're not allowed to demonstrate. Now, many cities and counties have tried in the last 6 years to do this, but they've had to back off. Because they've been sued and they've lost. New York City, Chicago, L.A., other areas don't care. They will pay out unlimited lawsuits. They don't care how many times you win, how many times you prove it unconstitutional. They will enforce it. And in the name of fighting terrorism, first it's you can't videotape on the subways. And then, oh, you can't videotape in the streets. And, oh, we're going to arrest hundreds of people every year claiming that they're with Al-Qaeda if you videotape your family at Central Park or you walk around with a video camera. And they've told the cops. In fact, police have even a few years ago bought full-page ads saying, we're sorry, we've been ordered to be mean to you in New York. The police union did that. About half the cops are real nice. The other half are thugs and like to abuse people, and they love it. But the police union bought a full-page ad and said, please, we're not part of this because, you know, pregnant women sit down on a bench too long, they arrest them. It's just total enforcement. It's the government letting us know that we're the slaves. And you'll notice cops now look at you all crazed-eyed. They act all paranoid. They're running around. They've been told to do that coast to coast. And we've got it on tape. We've posted countless videos in New York City alone of reporters or just citizens out, and you'll be at a demonstration or wherever, and the cops come over and say, turn your cameras off. And you'll say, why? And they'll go, because I said so. Or we're going to say you got a bomb. Now, we know you don't have a bomb, but we're going to say you got a bomb. Larry Silverstein doesn't like you down here saying 9/11 is an inside job. Well, it doesn't matter what Larry likes. And then the plainclothes guys call over the uniform cops, and they put people in handcuffs. Then let them go later. Now, New York City, and I've actually read the proposal, and of course, whatever a proposal, they just act like they're having a public announcement. They had the public meeting last night that was never announced. Quote, no one showed up. So they say they're going to go ahead now and announce in 3 days, when next month starts, next Monday, in July, they're going to announce that all videotaping is banned in the city. Now, understand, they're putting up cameras everywhere, scanning your face and reading your lips, and that's been and $2 billion in Homeland Security money to put in federal cameras, and cops, goons everywhere with binoculars and cameras running around feeding on you, shoving you around, commanding you, letting you know that you're a slave, letting you know the new score. This isn't America anymore. Now, of course, the illegal aliens are above the law and are allowed to drunk drive, allowed to not have driver's license. If a Florida sheriff does the right thing and just drives up to construction sites and sees who runs, that's clearly probable cause. The Civil Liberties Union is going to sue them. Civil Liberties Union is saying they're looking at this case and to make sure it's implemented right. See, that's how they create bad. See, when it's a real free speech liberty, they will go in and agree with it and go along with the loss of the freedom. But then when it's a right that doesn't exist, like male transvestites going into women's restrooms and freaking them out, they'll go along with that. You know, some stupid thing that doesn't even matter. Or they'll claim you've got a right to march naked in your parade down Main Street. Rights that don't exist. But then when it comes down to basic citizen journalists with video cameras on the street, they're charging people coast to coast with eavesdropping. They're charging them with wiretapping. They're charging people with felonies. I mean, you put a camera up to show speeding cops in your street, and you call the police department, they come and arrest you. And they say, guess what? You're not allowed to tape us. You're going to jail. Now, 9 times out of 10, we get them to drop the charges or they get in trouble, but they don't care, folks. You can beat the rap, you can't beat the riot. And when the most basic freedom of videotaping the police is under attack, I mean, I have a whole stack of news here on free speech today, but let me just cover this first. City may seek permit and insurance from any kinds of public photography. See, gives it a nice little, whoa, it's got some procedure to it, the tyrant's favorite mode. They don't call it like it is. It says some tourists, amateur photographers, and even would-be filmmakers hoping to make it big on YouTube could soon be forced to obtain a city permit and $1 million in liability insurance before taking pictures or filming on city property, including sidewalks. Let me just tell the police and the government something right now. You have failed. You're not going to stop all the tiny phones. You're not going to stop the hidden cameras. You're not going to stop all the video iPods. There's nothing you can do. You can claim you have a right to beat up old ladies and beat people up and choke children and do all the rest of your bull. And you think you can do it and not have it be put out on the web? This isn't going to work. And you can have your thug police walk around and treat us. And by the way, They mean to have this in place for the 9/11 demonstrations. I'm going to be there on 9/11. I'm telling everybody, we don't need 2,000 people like we had last year. I am demanding you come to New York, 50,000 of you, and not be afraid. The disinfo agents in the so-called 9/11 truth movement put out disinfo. Don't go to Chicago. Don't go to L.A. Don't go to New York for 9/11 truth. It's all a bunch of fear-mongering. You need to be there. And they cannot arrest 10,000 people with video cameras. They can't arrest 2,000. And I am going to New York, and I'm going to have my video cameras, and if the cops come up to me and tell me I can't videotape, I'm going to go ahead and arrest me, buddy. And they will, too. They don't care. Because they know the city will pay out the suits. But I'm going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and I am going to sue those officers personally. You can set your watch and warrant by it. I am not going to go along with this baloney. And it's going to be brought into court, how it's my First Amendment, how it's free speech. They're to document their activities. And you see, they're mad, folks. They're mad that we got security, city security people and police on tape trying to claim bombs are in people's bags because they have cameras and saying we're going to frame you. They're mad because their thuggish criminal behavior is being exposed and they're losing. The fight for hearts and minds. And by the way, whatever happens in New York, they try to pass nationwide. And they're going to be trying this nationwide. Oh, you got to have a permit for that camera. It's a privilege to videotape. And you go, no, it's not a privilege. They say everything's a privilege. What's a privilege is you suck in office, you greedy, filth-covered parasites, you anti-American cancer. Some tourists, amateur photographers, even would-be filmmakers hoping to make it big. See, they imply, they bring in kind of some type of social envy there. Ooh, make it big. How about our free speech, you punks? How about trying to make this country survive under total assault? Could be forced to obtain a city permit and $1 million in liability insurance. New rules being considered by the mayor's Office of Film, Theater, Broadcasting would require any group or two or more people. Folks, I've already had cops tell me no filming's allowed in the city and threaten to arrest me and start grabbing on me with no law. This is going to be a reign of hell. New rules being considered by the mayor's office, who, by the way, is in a conflict of interest. He owns the biggest media outlet in New York, the fourth biggest media outlet in this country, Bloomberg. And this is to have a monopoly in the city with photography and video and everything he does. This is a conflict of interest. This is a trust behavior. By the way, the newspapers are behind this. Bloomberg needs to be sued for this. You need to call Bloomberg branches, New York Bloomberg, and you need to call them, and you need to tell them that they're going to be sued over this. We know why they're doing it. There's other reasons as well. It's the establishment circling the wagons. You go ahead and circle them. There's nothing you can do. New rules being considered by the mayor's office of film, theater, and broadcasting would require any group. See, they claim you're all under that now. See, they just say you're under your jurisdiction and then order mindless thugs to go out and carry it out, who will breathe deadly powders and die and still thanking their government masters and call us conspiracy theorists when we day one said send breathing apparatus to the police and firemen on Ground Zero. What do we get from them? We get the thanks of them hanging over us with their big fat faces killing America, just slashing America, just plunging daggers into its heart with pleasure and hatred. You just enjoy all the stuff you breathe then. And it goes on, new rules being considered by the mayor's office of film, theater, and broadcast would require any group of two or more people who want to use a camera in a single public location for more than half an hour to get a city permit. Folks, we've gone and gotten permits before to have demonstrations there, and the cops come up like Sabbath Piranha and just go, we're not going to let you have it. This isn't a real permit. And they act just like Nazi scum. Oh, I hate you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool.
The United States is the United States because of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And did you see a bunch of mafia thugs in police uniforms with their bosses blowing up buildings and running around stealing and pumping in all the foreigners and destroying the country? while they arrogantly run around telling us how lucky we are we've got them. And it goes on in the New York Times to say that anyone going in the Empire State Building, any street, if you have a camera around your neck, a camera bag, that is considered unauthorized filming. Let me just read it. It says, in any public location for more than 10 minutes, including the time it takes to set up any equipment, Julian Chow, assistant commissioner of the film office, said the rules were not intended to apply to families on vacation or amateur filmmakers or photographers. Pure bull. I've already had cops going, well, where's your permit? Hey, I'm talking to you. I mean, literally, I'm talking to you. I got this job so I can push people around. I hate America. Literally, I'm just like, I hate you too, you filth, because you're not America. We ought to hate these people. They want to run our lives, folks. Let me tell you how tyranny works. Once you go over the edge, it's a slippery slope, and we've now reached it. Nevertheless, the New York Civil Liberties Union, again, they're going to drop the ball. Listen carefully. Says proposed rules are strictly interpreted, could have the effect, the group also warns, the rules set for stage for selective and perhaps discriminatory enforcement by police. Of course, these rules will apply to a huge range of casual photography and filming, including tourists taking snapshots and people making short videos for YouTube, said Christopher Dunn, the group's associate legal director. Mr. Dunn suggested that the city deliberately kept the language vague and that as a result, police could have broad discretion in enforcing the rules. And again, they're not police. The corporate mafia criminal enforcers that wear uniforms. The Soviets. The Nazis. Whatever you want to call them. That's what they are now. In a letter sent to the film office this week, Mr. Dunn said the proposed rules would potentially apply to tourists in places like Times Square, Rockefeller Center, or Ground Zero. By the way, folks, we've been in New York just sitting there with a video camera, and cops just walk over. Oh, what's going on here? They see it as a threat to their criminality. They're criminals. Criminals don't want to be on tape, period. Where people routinely congregate for more than half an hour or photograph or film. The rule could also apply to people waiting in line to enter the Empire State Building or other tourist attractions. The rules define a single site as any area within 100 feet where filming begins. Under the rules, the two or more people would not actually have to be filming, but simply holding an ordinary camera and talking to each other. Ha! It's a demonstration, folks, what it's meant for. It's meant so they can just swing batons, crackheads. We're confiscating the camera. You didn't have the permit. That showed them with the new rules we got. You think I'm? That's how they are. It's fun. We run everything now. In fact, you think I'm joking? Go ahead and play them. Here you go. These are security guns for Silverstein commanding police going, I know you don't got a bomb, but I'm going to say you got a bomb. Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail? Here it is.
When Ricky comes, I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
Exactly.
I saw Wyatt coming out of there. I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
We're not terrorists, we're Americans, sir. We're citizens.
You're right. By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
Just understand.
There's no record what he's saying. Don't record what I'm saying. Hey, please, do that favor.
I know. We do have a job. I do have a job, sir.
Don't record this. Shut the camera off right now.
Power go to you guys.
The camera's on, sir. Shut the camera off. It's on. Shut it off.
This is a public sidewalk, a public street.
Actual people out of The Sopranos in actual trench coats going, hey, we know you're not a terrorist, but they're not. You're going in a hole, doesn't matter. By the time we figure it out, did you hear him? Did you hear him over here? Let me tell you something, little man. We run the country now. You understand that? It's getting a lot funner, too. You ever wonder what it looked like when little grocery store owners get shut down by these people? Right out of The Sopranos, right out of the departed. You're all going to get to live like this, America, with thugs ruling over you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Land of the free, home of the brave, thug police coast to coast, arresting people for videotaping them in public. Whatever happened to this country? I got news for you. Every time tyranny starts, it doesn't stop until it is stopped by us. It's going to get worse and worse. The stealing, the looting, the no-bid contracts, the government announcing it's above the law. The mindless population cramming more burgers down their faces. But your powers will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. You're supposed to get angry about absolute head-on assaults on the First Amendment. They're not playing games. He goes on to say that while the permitting scheme does not distinguish between commercial and other types of filming, we anticipate that the rules will have minimum of any impact on tourist and recreational photographers, including those who use tripods. Now, again, that's all up to their discretion. The cops want to harass a family with a camera around their neck, which they do. You ought to go to New York and experience being treated like a slave, folks. Cops just literally walk by everybody like parts, and they all just strut. It's a third world. I mean, frankly, I've been in third world countries, Nicaragua, and places, Honduras, and the cops don't act like this. I mean, right out of some sci-fi nightmare movie, just thugs. Everybody kind of looks down when they walk by, and it's like, yeah, you know who runs it. You know who is the man. We run things now. You think that's actually what they sound like? We have tapes. We can play more for you. It's our country now. We run things. And let me tell you, once it gets to this point, it's over. You understand? You understand everybody. Everybody thinks they're members of the establishment. The veneer is very thin. Once government goes bad, they just go wild. And it's now happening. It goes on. Banning filming in New York. Mr. Dunn said that they've asked repeatedly for a distinction in negotiations on the rules. See, they're actually going along with it instead of just filing suit. But the city officials refused, ostensibly, to avoid creating loopholes that could be exploited by professional filmmakers and photographers. City officials want to confirm that yesterday, but Mark W. Waschenheim, a lawyer for the city's law department, which helped draft the rules, said there are few instances, if any, where the casual tourist will be affected. Pure bull. Because they know there's a First Amendment issue there. There's a First Amendment issue everywhere. These are our streets. This is our country. The film office has a public hearing on proposed rules yesterday, but no one attended because it wasn't announced. The only written comments the department received were from civil liberties groups, said Ms. Chow. Chow said the office expected to publish a final version of the rules at the end of July. They would go into effect a month later. The permits would be free and applications could be obtained online, but you have to get $1 million of insurance, by the way, that'll cost about $1,000 a month. The draft rules say the office could take up to 30 days to issue a permit. Ms. Chow said she expected that most would be issued within 24 hours. We got a sound permit last year to be able to bullhorn for 1 hour. The cops had the official permit signed by the local section chief. Didn't matter. They had to call him, make him come down. 30 minutes elapsed. Then they cut a short 10 minutes, so we got 20 minutes. With the whole time with them going, hold on, let's stop for a minute, I got to check something again. All right, you got to stay in this little cage, and when I say you can talk, you can talk. That sound good to you? Sound nice to you? And that's how this is. Let me see that permit. Keep your mouth shut. Shut your mouth. And they go, now, tell me your name. My name's Alex Jones. I said, shut up! A lot of you never signed up to be in the Marine Corps and go through boot camp, but you're going to get to have it in America now. Did I ask you to talk? And then you say, well, yeah, you just... I said, shut up! I'm arresting you! Oh, God, I'm a weak, cowardly person, and I just do this all day, stroking my petty ego. Oh, I hate America. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good to do this to the country. The country is run by mafia. Do you understand that now? Mr. Dunn says, in addition to the rules being overreaching, they would also create enforcement problems. Your everyday person out there with a camcorder is never going to know about the rules. Oh, but they're going to find out. They're going to find out from the family soon enough. Mr. Dunn said it completely opens the door for discriminatory enforcement. That's the name of the game. Of the permit requirements, and that is enormous concern to us because the people who are going to get pointed out are people who have dark skin. Oh, no, don't worry. They always say that, and then knowing the public's racist, and then we'll be for the bill. Or not even for the bill, the policy. Or who were shooting in certain locations. The rules were promulgated as a result of such a case, Mr. Dunn said. In May 2005, Rakesh Shamara, an Indian documentary filmmaker, was using a handheld video camera in Midtown Manhattan when he was detained for several hours and questioned by police. What about all our people? What about me? What about Luke Radowski? During his detention, Mr. Shamara was told he was required to have a permit to film on city property. And they claim the streets are the city property. The city owns it, and you don't have no right to even... It's a privilege to walk down the street. That cop's telling me that. Yeah, everything's a privilege now. And I'm your king now. How's that sound?
During his detention, Mr. Shamara was told he was required to have a permit to film on city property. According to the lawsuit, Mr. Shamara sought information about how permits were granted and who was required to have them, but found there was no written guidelines.
That's the way we like it here in the family.
Nonetheless, the film office told him he was required to have a permit, but when he applied, the office refused to grant him one and would not give him a written expansion. As part of the statement reached in April, the film office agreed to establish written rules and was issuing permits, and it goes on. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you the number to Bloomberg News, because the criminal mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, is a criminal. He's engaged in all sorts of unconstitutional activities, not the ultimate crimes in this country, even though you've been taught just to accept it. This is also a move by the newspapers and his private company to block any competition in New York, because then they can pay all the little fees and things, and then things are selectively enforced, but then the average small group can't. So it's, again, big corporations always lobby for regulations to shut down small businesses. So you just call Bloomberg up and you let them know that we understand that this is part of the newspapers and photo guilds getting together to try to shut down free speech. That's the only way to really get at Bloomberg. So you call Bloomberg at 212-318-2000. I want you all to call. Please, 212-318-2000. Now, you notice we just beat the immigration bill, at least for now. Kennedy swore last night that he, quote, will be back. And they will be back in just a few months, but it's in more and more trouble. And this was a big victory. This wasn't just them playing possum or playing dead on this. I'm going to get into that later. Big victory. But this attack on First Amendment is because the cops are now not even arresting spontaneous demonstrations in most cases because New York's lost so many suits. And so many cops have been privately sued because they were involved in official oppression and many other crimes. So they're now starting to back off there, too. This is desperation move. You need to call Bloomberg at 212-318-2000. That's down again. Bloomberg's one of the biggest media owners in the world. He posed on the cover of Time magazine last week with Arnold Schwarzenegger wearing a either vintage or perfect copy of a SS Colonel's belt buckle. I looked it up. It's an SS Colonel belt buckle. That's right. Schwarzenegger openly wears Nazi belt buckles with Michael Bloomberg, and it's no big deal. Call him at 212. See, that's how dumb they think we are. This is a part of the flaunting that criminals engage in. 212-318-2000. Now, here's the New York City's mayor's office of film, theater, and broadcasting at 1697 Broadway, 6th floor entrance, 53rd Street. We need to send Luke Radowski and the team out there, but they were the Democratic so-called debates last night, and we haven't been able to get a hold of them. We hope they're okay. We've been calling them since last night and this morning, no answer. Call the New York Mayor's Office of Film and let them know they're going to get sued personally. Let them know that we know this isn't even their jurisdiction. It's a color of law edict to then turn their goon police loose. Ask them if they've seen YouTube of people getting arrested already for filming. And tell them that we're fully aware of what they're doing. 212-489-6710. 212-489-6710. Call the New York City's mayor's office. And now don't threaten them. Don't scream at them. Don't, you know, call up and be focused but very cold. And just say, how dare you try to destroy the First Amendment? 212-489-6710, and let them know you're going to sue the mayor personally for his conflict of interest, because a lot of this is being lobbied for by not just Bloomberg, but by Reuters and Getty Images and others to go after their competition. 212-489-6710. This is a key fight, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to duplicate this coast to coast. You watch if they get it through. New York City's mayor office, 212 New York. And get through the call screeners. Say, yes, I'd like the secretary of the mayor, please. Or I'd like the mayor's assistant, please. Or I'd like the mayor's publicist, please. And keep calling back. Call different people. And just tell them you need to back off this whole thing of savaging free speech. Your goon police have beat up enough innocent people and threatened to plant things on people. I mean, they think it's normal to do that. 212-NEW-YORK, 212-NEW-YORK is the letter acronym there, or 212-639-9675, 212 639-9675 is the mayor's office, where he uses his office as a private conduit to suck money out of people and run his media empire out of New York. 212-639-9675. And let him know that this is a guy who's now planning to run for president who doesn't agree with the First Amendment. 212-639-9675. You know, in the city where George Washington fought the British 6-1, you got this pig, Bloomberg, up there saying he thinks he can annihilate America. 212-639-9675. Call the mayor's office right now, ladies and gentlemen. Call everybody and call the mayor's office of film, 212-489-6710, or Bloomberg's actual private company that feeds off the city, 212-318-2000. And tell them, leave the First Amendment alone. We're tired of his pig behavior. Who thinks that America's here for him to wallow on and feed on and defecate all over? Now, I typed Fairness Doctrine in 2 days ago into the search engine, and hundreds of articles popped up. I found the actual FCC filing where a majority of the board announced a week ago that they are considering, again by fiat, trying to restrict free speech on any and all talk radio and even claiming new jurisdiction over the Internet, which they haven't previously had. Massive power grabs happening right now. Simultaneously, fake disinfo liberal news sites are saying it's a conspiracy theory and it doesn't exist. They said this yesterday when the House of Representatives moved to pass a binding law against the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, barring them from trying to restrict free speech. What do? Just like with amnesty, they say it doesn't exist. It's what a pack of criminals do. I have articles here in front of me where they say we are conspiracy theorists. Now, the call to ban free speech on talk radio, they're saying it doesn't exist, which is standard. It's standard military procedure to lie, to run stealth. Stealth bomber tries to lie to radar. They paint camouflage on tanks. It's part of deceiving the eye. Pretty soon, they'll deny there's even camouflage on tanks, so there's any deception in military operations. Again, and then you just hesitate long enough, or people rationalize what's going on, and then nothing happens. England has called and is now moving to ban Internet websites out of their country of any type of news or information. They're calling for arrest and the shutdown. And many other forms of free speech. They're going under EU treaty that bans most forms of free speech by fiat with no parliamentary approval. A week and a half ago, Inhofe was in an elevator with Hillary and Feinstein. They were talking about how they wanted to ban talk radio and free speech. And then they moved hardcore and then said it was all a conspiracy and didn't exist. Then, since then, Pelosi, Hillary, Feinstein, and Boxer have all gone on TV and called for restrictions on talk radio. Now, that's going to be selectively enforced. All the liberals are on my websites and message boards going, well, Alex, isn't this reasonable? I mean, Rush Limbaugh's a hate monger. He'll never be restricted. I will. You will. Just like they, you know, restrict pro-life people and anti-war demonstrators. It's anybody who's really out there protesting. Either you're for the First Amendment or you're against it, okay? They're telling churches coast to coast, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter, that they can't have an opinion on the war. This is a new age of darkness, a massive frontal assault on free speech. By the way, folks, if you went to New York without a permit with 50,000 people, they would attack you with armored vehicles, just like Tiananmen Square. America's now like China. You understand that? They just haven't taken on bigwigs like me yet. You understand that? That's why our media doesn't criticize Tiananmen Square anymore from 1989. This is the attack. This is the real deal. It's happening right now. This is the real deal. This is America. This is the real world. This is the reality. This is what we're facing as a society, as a republic. House proposes ban on Fairness Doctrine funding. Meanwhile, there's hundreds of news articles literally out there saying either it doesn't exist or it's a good idea. In fact, the same publications will say it doesn't exist, but then they'll say it's a good idea. Again, using military techniques of lying. That's all this is. And now they're on Fox News, they're everywhere, calling for attacks on free speech and the government regulating what you can and can't say. And let me just tell all the idiot bureaucrats something. Just because your thug bosses, your mafia bosses, say you've got a right to do this doesn't mean it's the case. And I welcome your attempt. You just show everybody who you are. That's all you're doing. You just keep on squeezing, and you keep on pushing, and you keep on showing everybody exactly who and what you are. Fairness doctrine, ladies and gentlemen, fairness doctrine. All of this with the backdrop of the Attorney General saying he's above the law, the President saying he's above all laws, and the Vice President saying he's not part of the executive. I mean, we're on the razor's edge. And I get mad because I'm a human being and I have rights. And let me tell you something, folks. When you've got somebody right out of the Sopranos in a uniform, laughing and snickering and giggling and enjoying destroying America, it demands we stand up. You know how many people fought and died for our free speech and our freedom of the press? And a bunch of monkeys in police uniforms and their thug bosses like Bloomberg posing with that pig Schwarzenegger with a Nazi belt buckle. Let me tell you something, you criminal trash. When we take this country back, we're going to arrest you.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Not anymore. Coast to coast, federal regulators are going on every piece of property demanding to see everybody's animals, harassing them. It's all about shutting you down, all about getting you in their system, all about blowing out the economy, all about consolidating. All across the country, old ladies who've gotten about 90% paid on their loan, the house they lived in 25 years, the banks are repossessing and saying, we want the last 20 grand right now. And sometime before they can even pay it off, they're snatching the house and laughing. Those bankers that were their friends 25 years ago when they signed on the note. And it's going to happen to all these cops, too. That's the one enjoyment I've got. But frankly, most days I'm not in a nasty enough mood to even take pleasure in knowing how they're going to lose everything they got, too. Yeah. But you don't care. Just your hate of America will keep your heart warm, won't it? At least you get to bully a few scum around, huh? Yeah, I'm in a very angry mood right now. We got the fake bombing news out of England. This is totally staged, as usual. Key stories up on PrisonPlanet.com on that. Huge financial news, which I will cover today. But right now, let's go to some calls. Joe in New York. Welcome to the airwaves, Joe.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
What do you think about the new thing in New York, where they just, oh, we're not going to let anybody videotape the police or anything. We just rule everything.
Yeah, I got your phone number that you gave me. As soon as I hang up here, I'm going to be calling Bloomberg, and this is unacceptable. I just can't believe New York's going to go for this. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, how did New York, because I was in New York a long time ago, police didn't act like thugs. What happened there?
I don't know. It just changed ever since 9/11. It's crazy.
Again, 9/11 is their excuse to treat us like slaves. Nothing to do with safety. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, this amnesty thing, too. This isn't dead. They're going to do this after the election. They don't want to be finger-pointing, saying, don't vote for so-and-so because he voted for amnesty. So it's all going to happen after the 2008 election. It's back again. It's going to be right back in our face.
That's what they say, yeah.
Yep. Well, keep up the great work, Alex. Love your show.
Is that it, my friend?
Well, one last thing. I was on the website for the eFoods Direct, and they say to keep your food, even if it's out of date, keep it, Alex. Don't throw it away, because if someone comes and tries to steal your food, give them the bad stuff. So don't, if it's 10 years old or 12 years old, keep it, because you can always give it away to someone who's trying to rob you.
Well, that's what you do. You have the bad stuff up front and the good stuff hidden, just like you have a couple old junky guns for the thugs that come by to get them, the officers. All right, thank you so much for the call. Bruce, where are you calling us from, Bruce?
Calling from Colorado.
Welcome.
Well, what I want to call about is that I had some talks with some people in Florida. And what they're thinking about lately is finding counties around the country that are relatively safe. And I've been
hearing this forever, like the New Hampshire Free State Project or go here, go there. I mean, I'm not going to poo-poo trying to get out of major urban centers, but as for all the patriots moving one place, you'll end up with king rat opportunists trying to boss everybody around. I don't know.
Yeah, that sort of thing does happen. But what I'm really calling about is how to get your county relatively safer. And I've got a section of the website called Save the County.
Oh, that's great. Plug your website, and we're going to move on.
All right. It's Bruce Kettler. You spell it BRUCEKETTLER.com.
All right. Send me your info. I might have you on as a guest. I appreciate your call. Okay, we'll be right back with the second hour. And I know I'm bad. I really shouldn't be upset with trying to claim we have no First Amendment in this country and open attacks on talk radio and everything else. I guess you just, you know, First Amendment's evil.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.